Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were higher in the wheat futures. July Kansas City up about 9 cents at 557 3/4. A really strong day after yesterday's market sell-off. So it's nice to be on the rebound to finish the week. But corn and beans were weaker here. Corn down about a half cent and beans 5 to 6 cents lower here. November beans at about $9.50. The big trade, of course, is focused on next Tuesday morning's USDA report. That'll be the driver start Sunday night and Monday all the way up until 11 a.m. on Tuesday. If you look at the charts here, speaking, we're still in pretty much a strong pattern here for the December corn, or new crop corn. We've been trading sideways since the beginning of the year. We're kind of toward the high end of the range at about 420. We're 415 today. So it really needs to get through that 420 level to go on to the next level, which would be the highs from December, which were around 440. This next Tuesday report, if they really drop that acreage number, that might be the catalyst that pushes it on through those highs over the last few months. And now the beans, same kind of story here, but opposite direction. They seem to be going lower, mostly on account of more acres.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
To sort through this USDA report that happens Tuesday morning, there's two parts. The first part would be the grain stocks, quarterly grain stocks as of March 1st. Corn, 7.609 billion bushels. That's about 600 million higher than last year. Beans, 1.346 billion bushels. About 380 or so million bushels higher than last year at this time. And then wheat futures higher as well, 1.14 billion bushels. Last year we were at 1.057. The other part of the report would be the planting intentions. For corn, a drop to 88.73 million acres is the guess, down from 90.59 last year. Beans, just under 86 million acres. Up last year, they were 83.7 last year. Winter wheat, 40.7 million, down from 42.3 last year. Spring wheat, a slight increase to 13.334. Last year, 13.03. Cotton, a big drop due to the price, 9.829 million acres expected for cotton, down from 11.03. Again, this is Tuesday morning, 11 a.m.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, April live cattle up 95 at 162.62. June up 97 at 152.97. May feeder cattle up 235 at 218.12. August up 202 at 219.22. June lean hogs down 15 at 75 even. In the grain markets, make Kansas City wheat up a dime at 5.53, July up 9 at 5.57 and 3 quarters. May Chicago wheat up 8.5 at 5.07 and 3 quarters. May corn down a quarter at 3.91 and July down a quarter at 3.99. May soybeans down 7 and a quarter at 9.67 and a quarter. July down 6.5 at 9.72 and a quarter. May cotton up 47 at 63.55, July up 37 at 63.87. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.